The International Crisis Group's report, Avoiding the Worst in the Central African Republic, focuses on how a double-pronged effort could resolve the security and political crisis currently unfolding. Intense mediation by regional groups and individual neighbors to resolve the crisis over the past year has been somewhat helpful, but have not taken into account that President Faustin Archange Touadéra is in a weak position, says Richard Moncrief, the Central African Project Director of ICG.
The president risks in each mediation being sidelined because he doesn't have the strong domestic position from which to try to control internationally driven mediation between his government and armed groups. He is in a weak position. The reason this is particularly critical is that what's at stake for both Touadéra and the country is to break the patterns of the past, to try, even in the midst of this crisis, to come up with ways of doing things differently.
This comes after Stephen O'Brien, the then UN Deputy Humanitarian Chief, said that renewed clashes in the CAR had early warning signs of genocide. He was referring to the fighting in Bangassou in the southwest of the country earlier this year, where more than 150 people were killed. In a press conference this week, Touadéra denied genocide had been taking place there.
I can simply tell you that what happened at Bangassou was specific to that town. For us, genocide is a very strong word. There has been violence. The situation in the Central African Republic varies between cities and regions. Therefore, we think that to talk about genocide at this stage is going too far.
Part of the endless different mediations has been the discussion on how to handle disarming and reintegrating the 14 rebel factions. Moncrief says Central Africans are angry at the armed groups, while neighboring African mediators, including Chad, want the government to make concessions towards the armed groups and even amnesty.
What we're trying to do is look for ways in between those positions and say that while an amnesty for these rebel armed group leaders is not a good idea, there are nevertheless some concessions that can be made to address some of the concerns of the armed groups, to bring some members of the armed groups into the process, to allow some members of armed groups to enter the newly reformed army, although it's very important that they don't overwhelm the new army. But nevertheless, it's not illegitimate to bring some of them into the new army, which is the only way we're going to get anywhere in negotiations.
ICG also points out that giving some former rebels not a national political role, but a local political role could also be a positive. In this light, the report says that paying more attention to local security issues, which includes transhumance or dealing with seasonal cattle movements, could stabilize large parts of the country. Moncrief says that this point also affects neighboring countries in dealing with securing livestock trading.
No neighbor has a genuine interest in a state of anarchy concerning livestock. So what we recommend is to revitalize existing mechanisms that bring countries together to look at how livestock corridors and livestock markets can be secured to deter people who are stealing cattle at the point of a gun. It's not easy for the international community and international powers to focus on this when they're dealing with a very violent live crisis. But the point we're trying to make is that if we want the solutions to be sustainable and durable, we do have to look at these underlying issues again.
Mohamed Bello, Acting Secretary General of the Confederation of African Traditional Herders, spoke to RFI from Côte d'Ivoire, where he's attending a regional transhumance meeting. He says the CAR cattle wrestling issue is particularly complicated.
It is the inability of the state structure to maintain peace and order beyond urban areas in Central African Republic. It is a threat to both farmers, it is a threat to pastoralists, it is a threat to even other users. Translating it into the state establishing control in all parts of the country is extremely very important, particularly for livestock producers. Livestock is something that you can readily translate into cash. It is something that people hunt. It is something people rustle, something people steal. So it is a threat for pure pastoralists, and most of them have become refugees.
The International Crisis Group says it hopes that the new African Union Roadmap for Peace and National Reconciliation will reduce the number of mediations, but that the agreement, which includes disarmament, will be enforced and supported by the African Union.